Welcome to A Joy to Be Me, a podcast empowering women out of overwhelm, uncertainty, and breakdown to love and embrace who they are. Tune in to learn how to avoid the pitfalls of burnout and start following your ultimate bliss. It's time for the modern woman and mother to start taking her pleasure seriously and let her creativity flow and pursue her big and beautiful dreams. I'm your host, Lydia Joy. Let's have some fun. Good morning, everyone. Lydia here. It's been a little bit, and I'm excited to be back today with a new episode for you. In this episode, I actually am going to talk about something that may seem a little radical considering the time that we are in. It's June 7th as I record, and I actually want to talk about how to create a life full of ultimate pleasure. I guess even as a form of activism, if you want to give it a title. I've been really contemplating deeply what I feel my truth is to share in this time. And this is it. And I truly believe that it's totally possible. Not only is it possible, it's really a radical stand for us today as humans to really tap into our pleasure, to create a life that we love. And I say this even if you are someone who is currently in, you know, maybe physical, mental, emotional pain, and you're thinking, yeah, but Lydia, how? We're going to drop the how for right now, y'all. And I'm just going to talk this through, okay? This has actually been my thoughts lately, but it's also funny that I wrote a whole entire blog post about this a while back. And so I decided to go dig it up and reshare it with you in a podcast. So I believe that one of the biggest revolutions we need right now that no one's going to be talking about is to not fall into a state of burnout. So if you are someone who might have maybe you're currently struggling, or you understand what I say, what I mean when I say burnout. Okay. Maybe you feel cornered, you know, from your own particular set of life challenges, including your health, or you find you're just so overwhelmed that all you want to do is check out or numb out in some way by the end of every day. And you no longer experience pleasure for the sake of pleasure alone. I think a lot of us can relate. I think perhaps you've been there. I certainly have. And maybe right now you're worrying way too much of the potential of maybe your current health hazards and symptoms. Maybe even worrying about the potential hazards of our collective health. But this level of over-worrying can really make it impossible to experience all that life has to offer, whether it's stress, anxiety, a recent illness, the challenges you have been through or currently going through have completely drained your energy to the point where you're just like, I can't even enjoy things like I once did. Well, the truth is, your body is designed for pleasure. You can learn through pleasure just as much as you can learn through pain. And if that's really true, maybe ask yourself why choose to focus on the pain over the pleasure. This is actually a really important question to ask ourselves. Do we not feel deserving of pleasure? Is there something that you learned along the way of your lifetime? Maybe you're holding on to that. And the truth is, mindset has a lot to do with whether you allow yourself to both pursue, enjoy, and receive pleasure in your life. Let me tell you something. So much is at stake when you don't wake up and prioritize your pleasure. When you do not tap into what turns you on, and I'm talking not just sex here, guys, come on. I'm talking about you get up and you get excited and you get turned on and you know deep inside there's something that lights you up and you want to do and you embody that. You know, I was just watching a video last night with my boyfriend about Bo Jackson. Is that his name? Oh my gosh, I hope I'm not getting it wrong. But he's a famous athlete who played both baseball and football. And he was just literally born to do both. I mean, the man had an inner genius. And we all have that in some form. We all have that thing that we were born with that we get to show up every day and do and be, or actually just be. I mean, the thing about him that amazed me was he didn't even really need to practice all that much. He just, that was his turn on, you know, and it was just an innate. And so I love that. I love that example, but, you know, I really want to call you to think about what it is that turns you on in life. You know, if you're feeling right now it's difficult to cope, maybe you're leaning on things, a lot of things, as a crutch to help you get by. I certainly have. But that just leads to this kind of like self-sabotage and you making choices that lead you away from creating your life of ultimate pleasure and turn on. Based on your truth, who you are, who you be in this world. And who you be, who you are meant to be. Forget all the conditioning and all the bullshit, is a turn on. It's exciting to be the youest of you. And so this creates a healthy pleasure because you're lit up and living who you are in your truth. And so when you are able to create your life by design and allow yourself to enjoy those things that your soul longs for, that you just innately wake up and want to be and do, you know, even the simple day-to-day pleasures become more exciting. And so this is why I share so much about tuning into yourself and your self-care. Like your self-care is you knowing you and what you want and you need and being true to that. So you don't get to the point of no return where you're leaning on things, crutches, whatever it may be. Like if we're talking health specifically, physical health specifically, or mental health, you know, people are going to go to kind of try to mask things with drugs, alcohol, medications, whatever it may be, to suppress and to numb out the part of you that's not really you. And, you know, it's just, it becomes depressing and it becomes harder to go and just really do the things you love because you're numbing out your real self too, right? So it's really hard to pull out of burnout once you're there. It's incredibly hard. And when you find you're leaning on more and more coping mechanisms, it becomes harder to actually truly better handle stress and to better tune into even yourself and to show up every day and have, you know, your own purpose. Okay, so it becomes this downward spiral. And I've literally pulled myself up out of this for my whole entire life. I mean, you can choose to shift gears and rewrite that story. So I'm kind of saying this as like a, hey, let's take a minute here, because the struggle to overcome burnout, if you don't safeguard your health now, is a steep price to pay. It cost me years and years and years of my life, lots of heartbreak and worse, you know, time missed helping to create my own best life, my kids' own best life. And so I want to take a stand for when you focus more on your pleasure, you will crowd out your pain. When you focus more on your pain, you diminish your pleasure. There's that old adage, what you focus on grows. So what you choose to focus on, you create more of. And this isn't to say that your pain, such as that of like total burnout, fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, indigestion, fear, worry, self-doubt, whatever, you can put, insert whatever thing that is your current pain. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying, you know, you have to pretend it away. Rather, part of why you are in pain may be due to a great imbalance in your life. You know, your body can only handle so much life stress before it burns out. And you really can counter this mechanism by putting yourself first and by focusing on what brings you joy and feels good. I said it before, I'll say it again, because I know the nature of the time we are in. Stress leads to mineral burnout. A loss of minerals in your body leads to heightened stress. And this response creates a downhill snowball effect. Your physical and mental health decline dramatically, and this is even harder to come back from. And this is why prioritizing pleasure, fun, joy, all help your brain to get rewired. This is the first step to help stop the stress cascade leading your body to burn out and run out of its minerals. Now, if you want to take it a step further, a very practical step would be to test, you know, and determine where your body's at so you can deal with it. And then you can start to adapt your lifestyle so you can either recover from burnout or avoid it. Pleasure, play, social connection are all deeply nourishing and restorative on both a physical and emotional level, or a whole person level, your whole self. You are multifaceted. And it really can provide a powerful antidote to stress. Let's talk about it physiologically for just a second. When you experience pleasure, your body secretes endorphins. Endorphins interact with opiate receptors in your brain to reduce your perception of pain. They act similarly to morphine and codeine, but unlike these drugs, they don't lead to dependence or addiction. And when you secrete endorphins, it also leads to an improved immune response, improved release of sex hormones, a modulation of your appetite, and feelings of euphoria. And most importantly, high endorphin levels can help you cope with the negative effects of stress. Okay, so when you actually focus on you, your body, your mind, and your entire well-being, it's easier to focus on your pleasure. Your efforts will be rewarded, I promise. In fact, it won't even feel like effort. So the first step is, gosh, I hope if you take anything away from this, give yourself permission to create a life of pleasure. Now, I have this one amazing video that I love. I've watched it so many times. I revisit it from time to time because every time I listen, it just like, oof, it just gives me that, I don't know, it's like a deep impact. It just resonates within me. And it's a YouTube video by Audre Lorde. And she talks about the erotic pleasure as a source of your power. The erotic as a resource, as a holistic part of your being. Your true pleasure is intended to be expressed and enjoyed. So make sure you check out the link in the show notes. I will link it for you. I highly recommend taking the time to listen to this short video. In fact, now is the best time ever to watch this video. It could be possibly the best thing you've heard in a while. Like if you've been paying a lot of attention to the news and you're having a hard time remaining neutral and enjoying yourself right now, take a step away and this video by Audrey is definitely going to be something that could really land for you, okay? So I want to tell you a little quick story. My message today is help you start creating a life full of your ultimate pleasure. That's what this podcast is all about. I'm someone who values the quality of my time and the kind of work I'm doing. I hope you do too. And, you know, creative expression and speaking my own inner truth. And when I say that, I mean every single one of us is born with just an expression of just who we are, and you know, we are all intended to, you know, be a unique flower in this world, if you will. Okay. What good is a flower if it doesn't bloom, right? And so I had found out that I had adrenal burnout in 2014. And I'll be honest, I hadn't been experiencing a whole lot of pleasure in my life. In fact, quite the opposite. I had been in a hyper-vigilant state, focused on trying, striving to be a good everything. A good wife, a good homemaker, a good mom, as well as a good friend, active in my community. I also homeschooled. My whole life was focused on everyone else other than myself. And I also had some challenges. You know, I grew up with some abuse as well as, you know, in my marriage, I had, you know, experienced some intense emotional verbal abuse. And so the accumulation of all of this, the mental, physical, emotional stress just totally wore me down. And I became so burned out that it became harder and harder to focus on my big dreams that were trapped deep inside my genius, my gifts, my essence. It was hard to even enjoy the little daily joys of life. I also often felt some level of guilt for attempting to put myself first, either that or a battle to create time and space just for me and my own pleasure. For one thing, I was just too hyper-focused on what I needed to do to fix myself. So hyper-vigilant about getting my health back on track that it led to more fear and worry. I didn't know any other way. So I resisted focusing on my pleasure, thinking it just wouldn't help. Even when I did have moments of pleasure, I couldn't enjoy it fully. I resisted letting go of control of trying to fix myself and create the urgent outcome of healed. You know, that whole healing journey. Well, when you think you're on a healing journey, you're trying to arrive somewhere. Yeah, that gets exhausting, right? So when I finally started to let go of such tight control and allow more pleasure to come into my life, it didn't have to come in, it had to come out of me, you know? And so when I started to honor that shift, gosh, my body just started to feel freer. My mood was better. I became calmer, more zen, better able to handle stress. I'm telling you, stress used to keep me up at night. Like, literally keep me up at night. Like the narrative of spinning conversation going through my brain while I had my head on my pillow and I should have been sleeping, kind of intense, you know, repeat. You just can't sleep. And you've got this narrative going through your brain. Now I sleep just great. even when big life stress is going on, it's no longer, you know, the thing. It just, I don't stay up through the night dwelling on it. I no longer overreact to stress like I once did. Instead, I pull away. I know how to work through it. And I'm not saying I do this perfectly or anything, but it is more of a way of life now for me to, you know, really find the pleasure. And, you know, that allows me to handle and face stress. You know, I mean, again, it's June 7th as I record this. You all know where we're at collectively and what we're dealing with. And I feel a much greater ease of being able to live in such a time. And so, you know, creating that life of ultimate pleasure, you know, it has allowed me this beautiful workflow and simple life. And I wake up and I structure my day in a way that works best for my family, myself. It's a more of a flow. It's not a rigidity. I'm able to flow with the seasons, with my energy, with my cycle. I take time out during the day to pause when I need to, if things are too much. I create time and space to enjoy countless hours, deeply immersed in nature. I allow myself to write for pleasure. But if I'm honest, that includes sharing it because honestly, that's the point. And I know, you know, what I share is meant to be out in the world. It can help you. It can help others possibly. And so creating that life of ultimate pleasure has overflowed into every area. You know, my relationship is incredibly passionate. We prioritize our pleasure together. You know, it is amazing. And so even just getting up in the morning and you know, turning my meals into a pleasurable experience, a work of art, you know, this is life. I mean, if we aren't enjoying our life, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's like throwing away everything. So I'm, you know, here to just really hold this energy out to you to take your pleasure seriously. You know, if you don't feel like you are you, something's missing, your energy is bleh, meh. Oh, honey, listen, that was me a lot of my life. And let me tell you, there is so much more waiting for you. So you get to create your best health and life. You do. It's possible. And so if you want that, this podcast is for you. When you allow yourself to pursue your pleasure, you're doing some powerful shit. I mean, transformative. And that is the kind of activism we need collectively. You know, as we're all, you know, consciously one, connected. You know, you don't even have to go out and try to try hard to go and be and do everything for everyone else if it all starts from within. It'll just bubble out. It'll just overflow. So I would love to hear from you. If you are experiencing challenges with creating a life of pleasure, I invite you to book a breakthrough session with me. We'll get on the phone. We'll discuss your happiest outcome for your health and life right now and your dreams. And if I believe I can support you in that, I will share how. So make sure you check out that link below, as well as watch the Audrey Lorde YouTube video. It's actually not something you have to watch. It's something you can listen to. And it is powerful. All right, that's all I have for you for today. Until our next chat. Bye.
Thanks for listening to A Joy to Be Me. I will see you on the next episode. Please share this episode, tell a friend, or tag me on Instagram at LydiaJoyMe. And if you like the show, rate or review, 5 stars are great, on whatever platform you are listening, Google Play, iTunes, just leave a comment there. It totally helps me out. I appreciate you.